Welcome to the Becoming You podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unlock a more confident, joyful, and fulfilling life. I'm Megan, life coach and breathwork facilitator, and your no-nonsense bestie, here to provide you with the tools, resources, and insights you need to thrive. Every fortnight, we'll be diving into topics that matter the most to you, whether it's overcoming self-doubt, embracing your authentic self, or learning how to actually regulate your nervous system. Don't worry, I've got you covered. So let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to season 4, episode 2 of the Becoming You podcast. This week, we're talking about ghosting. This episode is called, Can We Stop Ghosting People, Please? And it comes after I've been having some conversations in my DMs and also my own personal experience of ghosting as I'm back in the dating world. And I feel like this is just a conversation we need to have. So buckle up, because I'm about to get honest about why I think that ghosting needs to go. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you know what the term ghosting means. But for the purpose of this podcast, I'm going to give you a little definition anyway. It is to end a personal relationship with somebody by suddenly and without explanation withdrawing from all communication. And let's be honest, we've all been there at some point, right? I don't care who you are. We have all ghosted somebody in our lives at some point. And I want to talk a little bit about why we do this, because I understand it. I get it. But it doesn't excuse that behavior. So we usually withdraw communication or just ghost people when we feel like it's easier, right? When we feel like this is going to be a really uncomfortable conversation that I just don't want to have. Or I feel like I don't owe this person anything. I don't need to let them know why we're going to stop talking. Or maybe you actually just don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. And it feels like the best thing to do, just remove yourself from the situation. And therefore, you won't have to hurt their feelings. But if we get really honest, these are all just excuses that you tell yourself in order to justify this behavior that you probably know isn't really right. Because if you've ever been ghosted, you know how it feels when someone just drops off the face of the earth. I'm sure you've been in that situation where you've been dating somebody, you've been talking to somebody, and then they just disappear. And you start to question yourself, right? Did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? And if you've got some self-esteem issues, it goes deeper than that. It starts to become, what's wrong with me as a person? Why am I not good enough? Why do people just abandon me? And you start to get in your own head, you start to question yourself, and this really can impact your trust in people and your ability to be vulnerable and open up in the future. And we know this. We know this to be true. We know how it feels when somebody withdraws from us without letting us know why, and yet we still continue to do this ourselves. So today, I actually want to talk about a couple of different situations in which people might ghost you or you might ghost them. And how you could actually have that conversation instead. And because I am all about authentic and open communication, I am going to share an example of how I was ghosted recently and what I did with that, because I think it's important that we have these conversations. Let's start with talking about friendships, because there are people that come into your life for seasons, reasons, and lessons. I've talked about this before. Some people will be your lifers. They will be with you through every single chapter, no matter what. And that friendship is solid. And then there are other people that come into your life that served you in a chapter, but you get to a point where you're no longer aligned, you drift apart, and that friendship ends. And then there are people that maybe you're an acquaintance with, you see every so often, and that's okay. Friendships have different levels, right? You have some people that you're going to have sort of surface level conversations with. Maybe you meet for a brunch here and there. And you're going to have those like best friends that you fucking tell everything to. And you see them regularly. And when time passes, it's honestly like you never left each other. And it's okay to have different people in your life. Not everyone has to be that like super bestie. But where the ghosting thing can arise is if you've had a friendship for a while and you feel like maybe you're misaligned. You feel like maybe you've done a bit of growing and you're just not on the same page anymore, which is totally fine, by the way. That's not you saying that that person is bad or wrong. It's just saying that that person is no longer aligned with you and you don't want to put your energy there anymore. You actually want to put it into other things and other people. Totally fine. But what happens is that's a really difficult conversation to have, right? And maybe this person keeps reaching out. They want to meet up. They keep asking you to hang out. And you keep saying that you're busy because that's the easiest thing to do. Instead of actually saying, hey, I'm actually not feeling aligned anymore and I don't think that we should hang out again. Oh, I know you can feel it in your body when I say that. You're like, I don't want to fucking do that. That feels really uncomfortable. And yeah, it does, because you have to own where you're at. You have to own your feelings, and not only that, but honor them. And I was having this conversation with a friend the other day who was in a similar situation. She did not want to hang out with this person anymore and they kept, you know, asking to hang out. And she kept saying she was busy. And she asked a couple of her other friends, what would you do in this situation? And they said, just keep saying that you're busy and just keep making excuses. And she knew in her body that's not the right thing to do, and which is probably why she messaged me to be like, what would you do? And you know what I said to her? You don't need my advice, because you actually already know the right thing to do because you're asking me this question. And this is where it comes down to our values. If you are someone that values honesty and you expect that from other people, then you better be honest yourself. Like, if someone was feeling that maybe they weren't aligned with you anymore and they didn't really want to hang out with you, would you rather they ghosted you, or would you rather they told you how they feel so that you can also energetically cut ties? Because this is what I said to her. The longer that you continue to say you're busy, to keep making excuses, the longer that energy is actually being drained from you, because it's an open energy channel, right? It's still there in the back of your mind. This person is still there taking up space in your body, in your mind, because you have not cut ties. When you can say, hey, I'm actually not feeling this anymore, and you let the person know where they stand, you can cut that energy off. And you can put it into something else that's actually going to serve you. And what happens is you are not only respecting your boundaries and honoring your needs, but you're respecting the other person enough to let them know where they stand too. Now, sometimes in friendships, we avoid this conversation, not because we want to cut them off, but because maybe the relationship's changed and we're not sure where it stands. And so we feel like, oh, it's just easier to ignore them than it is to actually get to the crux of a problem. So there are instances where you don't want them in your life anymore, and that's absolutely fine. But there are other times where maybe you're just feeling a little bit off in the relationship. Maybe you're just feeling a bit like, oh, something's changed. Maybe you miss the way that you used to communicate, or maybe they've said something or done something that hasn't sat well with you. And instead of bringing that up again, you ghost them. So sometimes with friendships, it's actually about really feeling into what it is that you want from this friendship. What is the outcome that you want? If it is that you actually don't want this person in your life anymore, then that's okay. Let them know. But if it's actually that you still value this person and they bring something to your life, but you're just not sure where you stand, then you have a responsibility to ask that question and get clarity so that you can move forward either way. And let me just say as well that I have been the person that someone has ended the friendship with before. And it feels really icky. It doesn't feel good for someone to say, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Of course not. But I would rather that than me continue trying or be like pushing something up a hill, right? If someone doesn't want me in their life, that's okay, as long as they tell me. I've also been the person that's ended friendships because I don't feel aligned. And I respect people enough to let them know that I'm no longer going to be putting my energy there. And that's okay too. A lot of this actually comes down to having the courage to step into the discomfort and speak your truth, regardless of the outcome. I know when you think about having these conversations, you are thinking about how the person is going to respond. Well, if I say this and they're going to respond with this, and I don't want to have a whole conversation, I don't want to have to over-explain myself. And so it's easier to just not have the conversation. And I just challenge you on that. Because you are not responsible for how they respond, and you don't owe them an over-explanation, right? You don't have to justify yourself in your actions, but you do owe them the truth. So that's on friendships. Now let's look at the wild, wild west of the dating world. which I mentioned earlier, I am back in this world and I am experiencing ghosting in the extreme. So before I said I'd share an example of how this happened to me. So here we go. A couple of weeks ago, I matched with a beautiful man on Hinge. He's a psychologist. And after a few messages back and forth, we exchanged numbers and we took the conversation to WhatsApp, where we were having some really good conversations. We were connecting. We seemed to be on the same page about things. We got our values out there very quickly, which is something that I like to do. I like to tell people what I'm looking for, where I stand on things, so that we don't waste each other's time, right? We'd sent pictures back and forth. There was flirty banter. It was all going really well. We were texting consistently for 3 days straight. On the fourth day, he'd read my message and didn't respond. A day passed. Another day passed. Another day passed. And then I went into Hinge and I saw that he had unmatched me. And this was really weird, considering it was a psychologist who actually shares a lot on social media about therapy and mental health and how to communicate. And yet in his personal life was still willing to ghost somebody that he was having what seemed like a very good conversation with. Now, in the past, I know how much that would have fucking killed me, because I had this thing, this pattern of blaming myself and making everything my fault. Even things that were outside of my control, I would be like, oh my God, it's my fault, it's me. What did I do? What did I say? Why am I not enough? And so I'll tell you what I did in this instance. First, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. When we have had bad experiences in the past, and we've had negative experiences, we often project that into the present, right? We often say, this happened, and therefore, this is exactly what's going to happen again and again. So my advice is always to give someone the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're having a really tough week. Maybe something's happened. I don't know this person enough to understand why they're maybe not responding to me. I should also point out here how important it is when it comes to dating to have your own standards and boundaries and values. When you do not have these, you will allow people to communicate with you in a way that is disrespectful, or you will keep going and going and people pleasing and all the things when it's actually not serving you. So let me explain a little bit about what I mean. One of my standards when I am communicating and I'm like dating people is that if we've been in a conversation for about, let's say, 3 days, back and forth communicating, we're getting to know each other, and you then ignore me for 24 hours, you're not my person. That's my standard. Because yes, we can't give all of our time and attention to lots of different people. This is why I also think that you shouldn't be talking to that many people at once. When you start to invest your time and energy into somebody and there is a clear connection, for me, it is disrespectful to not speak to somebody for 24 hours. Now, I come with a caveat here. If you need to have time apart, or you for some reason can't talk to me, it's fine. You just communicate that. Hey, I'm doing blah, 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 won't be able to talk for however long. That is good, clear, transparent communication. And that is the bare fucking minimum that we are expecting in this world today, right? It is not that I need to be the center of your world. It is not that you need to talk to me 24/7. What I need is clear and consistent communication to know where I stand, okay? So I just want to say that. That is one of my own standards. And if someone then doesn't message me, that's it. They're done, because they're not my person. Now, in this instance, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. It had been 24 hours. And then I energetically withdrew, right? I said, this is actually taking up too much of my time, and this person clearly doesn't want to communicate. Now, you have a choice in this instance, and it is very much on a case-by-case basis. But you have a choice to just delete the conversation and move on with your life, or you can call the person out. And I actually like the latter, because I think it's so normalized in today's society that people think that it's okay and you can just get away with it. And I want to make it really clear that this is not coming from a place of being triggered, of like, oh my God, how could you ghost me? Like, I'm so important. It's more of a, this is not acceptable behavior for anyone. This is actually not okay. So what I did after about 3 days was send a message that said, hey, I'm actually quite disappointed in how you've gone about this and you've just ignored me. I absolutely respect that you don't want to get to know each other anymore. That is totally fine with me. But I really find that ghosting is not a healthy form of communication. It would have been better if you just let me know that you didn't want to continue, right? That person can do with that whatever they want. They might read it, they might not, they might respond, they might be like, oh, fuck off. It doesn't matter because you're not responsible for that. But you are responsible for speaking your truth and doing what you need in order to move on in a healthy way, of course. So that's what I did. And let me say this, when these things happen and you experience them, this is not the opportunity for you to say, see, everyone's the same. See, everyone ghosts me. Oh my God, look at this dating landscape, blah, blah, blah. Because when we use language like this, we're actually creating that reality for ourselves. Because what you focus on, you actually draw in more of. So if you believe that this is the dating landscape, everyone ghosts you, no one can be trusted, oh my God, no one can commit these days, then that is exactly what you will draw into your world. So for me, I like to take these things on a case-by-case basis. I look at them in isolation. That's the only way that you can keep your heart open, keep yourself vulnerable and authentic, is to look at each individual case and say, wow, this person really had some things going on. And I see that it's not about me. And the next person, it's not going to be like that. I'm open to finding somebody who will not ghost me. And this is the thing. If you find excuses for why it's okay for you to ghost somebody, not respond, delete, all the things, and yet you are upset when somebody ghosts you, you need to get really honest with yourself about how much you're actually living in alignment with your values. We often excuse our own behavior because we don't want to see it, because we push it into the shadows and we say, okay, when I do this because X, Y, Z. But it's not okay when someone does it to me. That's not how things work. That's not how the universe works. And if we bring it back to that saying that says, the world, we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. That is a very good example of this. People will often reflect back to you parts of you that you're unwilling to see. And ghosting is a really good example of that. Where are you being unavailable? Where are you being dismissive? Where are you not open? And I realize as I'm saying this, this is a question for myself too, right? Because if I start to see the pattern of being ghosted, I don't make it mean that there's something wrong with me. I don't start to say, I'm not good enough, right? I'm not worthy. But I do say, what is the pattern here? Why does this continue to happen? Now, it could be that these people just aren't on my wavelength. It could just be that we're not matched. But people could still communicate to me that that's the case without just leaving. So then you get to dive a little bit deeper. You get to ask yourself, why maybe this is showing up? Where am I avoiding having difficult conversations? Where am I ghosting people in whatever capacity that is? Because maybe I'm not ghosting people in dating apps, but maybe I'm ghosting in a different way. Maybe there are conversations that I'm avoiding that I have to go and look at in order to maybe shift this pattern. And this is the beautiful thing about really loving and accepting yourself and knowing who you are and what you value and being able to self-reflect. Because what it means is that I can go into these situations and when these things happen, not blame myself, not make myself unworthy, not say that I always get abandoned, not say that I'm not good enough, but I can also reflect on and take feedback from what I am seeing show up and dig deeper into myself to find out why. And what I'll end on is this. Sometimes people are just assholes. And sometimes it has nothing to do with you. And sometimes they're just on their own journey and you happen to be a little pawn in their chess game. And that's also okay, right? You get to discern the difference. You get to decide where there's a pattern, where maybe you're playing into it and where you're not. This is why self-awareness, becoming conscious, understanding your own wounds is so important, because then you can start to discern what is yours and what isn't. Okay, with all of that being said, if you've been listening to this episode and you're like, oh shit, I do ghost people in whatever capacity, and I know that it's something that I would like to stop doing, but I don't really know how, right? Like, I don't want to upset people. I don't think I can find the right words. What if they respond to me in a mean way? Blah, 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 all of the stories. Then I want you to think about it like this. If you could say what you were feeling, if you could speak your truth and you couldn't fail, you couldn't get it wrong, the person is not going to respond in a horrible way, what would that message look like? What would you actually say? Because intuitively, you already know the answer, right? We just overthink. We overthink because of the uncertainty. But if you just knew what you said was the right thing and it honored you and you were respecting that person by actually telling them the truth, what would you say? And for me, one of the most simplest messages that I have sent, and I've sent this numerous times to people that I've been dating, is something along the lines of, hey, it's been really good getting to know you. I just don't think that we align and it's not going to go any further, but I wish you all the best. And you know how many people just message back saying, thanks for letting me know. I wish you all the best too. Like, you are not going to die. You will survive the discomfort of having this conversation. And the more that you do it, the easier it becomes. Like anything in life, practice makes progress. And honestly, this is just about choice. You have the capability to make different choices in your life. This is how you create change. You find yourself in the same situation that maybe you were in before, and instead of choosing to ghost, instead of choosing the easy way out, you actually choose to make a different decision. You actually choose to speak your truth. You actually choose to honor your integrity. This is what it's all about. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. I hope it resonated with you. If you were triggered by it, if you were activated by it, you're welcome. This is always a good thing for someone to challenge our perspectives, to call us out. This is how we grow. This is how we expand. So welcome to my world. If you have anything you want to share with me from this episode or any questions, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I love to have a little chat in the DMs, and I will talk to you again in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Becoming You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe or share on your socials and tag me at @MeganScholey_. It really helps us reach more amazing women like you. See you in the next episode.